supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Naomi Starobin, and this is Grapple. And today we left our usual studios, and we are in the recording studio of Tony Trove and Mike Vivas of Rittenhouse Records. That's Rittenhouse with a W, by the way. So we're here now to talk to them about what went into the music making, the creative process that they used, how they thought about how to create music for something like Grapple. With me, Stephanie Marudis, the executive producer of Grapple.
Good to be here, Naomi.
When we decided to have original music for our podcast and found Mike and Tony, then we had to tell them what kind of music we wanted and tell them a little bit about the podcast, even though we hadn't done the reporting yet. So, Stephanie, how did you translate what we were looking for to the musicians?
Well, I got a cup of coffee with Tony, and we sat down and started telling Tony about some of the places where we were going to be reporting, Chester, Scranton, Coal Country, Pittsburgh. And Tony actually, one of his many jobs is he makes films and has worked in the film industry, and he worked actually in Chester. And so we started talking. He's like, you know, Bill Haley in the comments, you know, he's from Chester and there's a real rich music scene there. So we started to brainstorm and Tony started to have some ideas.
Yeah, I mean, what does Pennsylvania music mean? Is it Appalachian music? Is it punk rock? Is it, you know, what is attached to this? And we, you know, we're Pennsylvanians, and there's a whole Quaker thing here. And is it this Dutch influence? And what are those instruments? And what are these things that we can apply to this project to make it sound like a Pennsylvania project, you know?
How about you, Mike?
Just naturally, we can't help being influenced by our environment. And, you know, we are from the inner city, but also we've traveled, you know, a bit throughout the state. And, you know, like Tony just said, there is, you know, all that influence of like that Appalachian style. And also there's the history of Bill Haley, but also, you know, we are city kids who have also been influenced by so many other styles. So, you know, as far as one of the things that really touched, like, you know, that landed in my mind once we had a conversation about the podcast was really just considering the different emotions and moods that I get as a Philadelphian just going throughout the city. And sometimes it's beautiful and sometimes it's terrifying and sometimes it's sad and sometimes it's uplifting. And, you know, that was really the first thing that, you know, the type of thing that resonated with me.
So for people who aren't musicians or particularly creative, how do you go from thinking about a distressed city or thinking about a reinvented city, how do you go from that to a tune or an instrument or a style?
We have a way of going about communicating about music that's like, we would say it's like a recipe. So we'd say, oh, we'll throw in some of that, let's add some of this. And we came and talked to you at our first meeting and we had no instruments or recordings, and we said, oh, but it's going to sound like this. And the first song we pitched was, I said it's going to be like the Bo Diddley beat, which I was just crazy about how Bo Diddley has his own rhythm that everyone in rock and roll knows, that it's just, that's how it goes. So
what is that? How would
it's like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That was the first one we recorded, because it was the first one we talked about. And then we listened to it, like, all right, it's cool. And then, well, what if we did it as a waltz? And then it became its own thing. And I think that became the theme song. And it's funny. It's just add this and this and this and this. And it's not the same song at all. You know, it's you can change it with these little flavors that we know that we can just say, oh, switch the key.
So what is it about that song that made you think, Stephanie, this is the one that's going to sort of lead us off?
Yeah, and I initially didn't start with that song. I started with another song that Mike and Tony composed called Industrial Electronica. And it was faster paced and kind of coming out of a news background. I was like, oh yeah, we need some good, like, you know, upbeat, fast moving opening theme music. And then as, you know, editing a lot of these interviews and into narratives and conversations, I just started feeling like, yeah, we need to take it down a notch, and we need some music that's going to accompany but not overshadow the people that we're hearing from. And so I also wanted something with a little repetition that would allow us to talk over it, but you could hear it and you could hear sentiment. And this, for me, Yobo Diddley Waltz really captures Grapple.
We've got to talk for a minute about your names for the songs, because that's a whole story in itself. There is one called Got a Gettysburg You Into My Life.
I'm sorry, I made that up.
There's another one called Bossa Villanova.
What?
So who came up with Scrapple in the Night?
I think I did.
After listening to the weight of the podcast, we almost had this feeling of guilt from the amount of pleasure we had during production. Again, you know, you can't help, just while producing music, you're having a great time. And so, you know, we were just in the spirit of like laughing, and literally, you know, this is exactly, we were recording music and then we're like, okay, let's go eat tacos and think of puns that have to do with Pennsylvania.
Tony, what were you thinking? What kind of music did you have in your head? Who do you like? Who did you think about as you composed this music?
I always say that Jim Croce was an influence on it, especially he's a folk musician from Philadelphia. And I was saying even earlier how Philadelphians don't embrace the Pennsylvanian-ness of it, but there's a folk legend from South Philly, and the city doesn't really talk about how he's such a figure, probably one of the most famous musicians from the city.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name.
You know, I Got a Name is an influence, Time in a Bottle, even Lee Morgan Brown. You know, those songs are such an influence on what we were creating for this, and trying to tie those influences to what modern Philadelphia or Pennsylvania could sound like. So it's something that we wanted to kind of bring up and kind of show his influence on something that could be urban and maybe a little bit of country at the same time.
So let's listen to Son of a Haley, which is what you wrote with that kind of influence.
I like that it sounds country, but not Western. Like, I feel like that is exactly it. Like, it's a Pennsylvania country song, or yeah, but not a, I don't know, hoedown, or I don't know what people think of country music, you know?
Honestly, I wouldn't have even thought of that element or the, you know, that feeling if not for our conversations we were having, you know? And then I was like, oh yeah, that is it's kind of more of our Appalachian Pennsylvanian side.
Speaking of sort of Appalachia, you wrote a beautiful piece for the piano called Appalachian Concerto, and it just seems to capture, you know, these small towns that, like in coal country, that were once bustling but have kind of fallen on hard times. And that song has a lot of sentiment, and wondering how you came about that.
It was a late Friday night, and Tony and I had been rushing home, trying to come up with ideas and bring them back to each other the next day. And I was just in the house by myself with dim lighting and a bottle of wine and the piano, very honestly, and just kind of touring around. And you kind of listen to the chord structure, there is a kind of this element of, like, you know, hopefulness to it, or a little bit, even though it's somber, it's still in a major key, so it still has some type of optimism, which is honestly just very much how I was feeling being exhausted, but I was excited for what I was exhausting myself on, you know, was this musical project that I was happy to contribute to, you know.
It's really very pleasant and almost rural in a way. It sounds like things are just going along, and maybe it's nostalgic a little bit.
Like Naomi said, you know, the sense of nostalgia. I definitely found myself coming to that song as like the flashback song when these places were bustling and thriving. And then, yeah, a sense of hopefulness.
the scale that it's played in is very often used in film and television when they're cutting to a dream sequence. It's that same scale. And so it actually, I feel as though there's some type of like subconscious element that has almost been, you know, in our brains, as far as it is naturally this tied to this nostalgic dreamlike thing.
Let's talk about the song that you, Stephanie, chose as our closing theme for the podcast.
So I chose a song that Mike and Tony composed. It's called Interspace 76. And I loved it as a closing song because it feels like you're going on a journey, that you've just heard all these stories. You're taking in these issues, and now you need time to process them. And there's something about this song that brings closure and moves you forward and takes you back out into the world. And I like that quality a lot. And I found it to be very illuminating.
There's these other elements that are kind of, actually, you know, use the perfect word. They are meant to be kind of like an illuminating, you know, mind-opening vibe. And that's actually why it goes from this minor thing to a major movement. And this is, again, to convey these emotions. And it's kind of pacing along and has a steady flow to it. But there's also then these elements of, you know, in the major part that do leave you with the feeling of kind of reflection. And that's, you know, again, touching on that element at the end. There's that synthesizer that's kind of a quick moving thing that is, you know, particularly there to invoke the feeling of this like dream sequence type of reflective emotion.
Thank you, Tony Trove and Mike Vivas, for your music and for sharing your thoughts and creative process with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
To our listeners, you'll be hearing more from Grapple coming up in April, some new episodes with the fine music that we've been talking about today.